Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time now for the entertainment page, which is driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Oh, usually you do some shtick. You're not doing any shtick?
No, he tossed it to you for the read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Because it's your segment.
Wide open.
I'm a little thrown because I went downstairs to go try to find a gift card that was given to me, and I think I lost it. And then I didn't have my wallet.
Carlos, is that why you were looking through all those cards? I did notice you looking
that
through business cards.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was just thinking.
How frustrating that is? Like, you
so
have a gift
what
card.
What kind of gift card was
like
it?
Like a Visa gift card.
Yeah.
And I just.
And then you just, maybe you probably just left it in the car.
That's why I went to go check my car.
And there's nothing in there.
Nothing.
All I know is I have a $50 team store and concessions card from the Washington Nationals that I will burn on probably a new lid. I think I need a new Nats lid at some point. This little card here is going to cover it.
Good. Yeah, $50, that'll get you one hat.
Yeah, that's fine. if the Nats are paying the bill, I don't care.
Right, that's true.
I'll just hand this to the person working the team store, and I'll walk out with a new lid.
Mr. Bickle, see, that's the difference between me and you.
Yeah.
Is that if someone gave me a gift card, I just put it right there
in the rubber band. Can I see your stack of gift cards? Can I go through them as an impartial observer?
Oh, I don't have any gift cards. I'm saying if someone gave me a gift card, I just go,
okay, got it.
Stick it there and go,
can I see
and I don't lose it.
Can I see the world's most valuable golfdom gift card that's in, I'm sure, is in that stack? Can I see it?
Yeah, but it doesn't say how much is on it.
I know. I just want to see it because I want to hold it in my grubby little hand.
No, the thing
I'm
is,
amazed by the sheer volume of cards that you have.
What is that one?
This is a worldwide golf shops.
Oh, that's your golf shop.
At golfdom. And, I mean, the amount that's on this card is, it would blow you away.
Staggering.
It's a staggering number.
He does services for him.
He does. He gets paid in,
paid in trade.
In gift cards.
We're business partners.
Certainly. That's a great thing.
I'm so jealous of that thing.
I mean, you love.
What was that tattered card that you just looked at? It looked like a tattered old business card.
I would do dirty, felonious things.
You would do naughty things for this card.
You do diddy like things?
Yeah.
I don't know that level.
Yeah, maybe not that level, but like right up to the line.
Why do I have a receipt from UPS from what date was this?
I have receipts.
Well, it's because it had
too,
the tracking number.
I was going to say,
because
it has
tracking.
Yeah. Right, well, I don't need it now.
You know what I do with tracking numbers? Awesome.
Jason's cleaning out his wallet to your EP.
It's DP.
Right.
You got any stories on the EP?
It was a timely distraction.
I was just looking for a gift card.
He brought up the gift card.
I know.
Reacting.
I didn't
to
say
it
was going to go through your wallet, though.
I was just reacting.
The entertainment page, of course, is driven by BMW Fairfax. I keep telling you, he may not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest, Cakes, in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at bmwfairfax.com.
But he is interesting, right? Maybe not the most interesting person in the world, but do you find him interesting?
Yeah, I find him interesting. Yeah. Not the most interesting in the world.
Gotcha.
I would clarify, no one in this room is the most interesting in the world.
He's built himself, not the most interesting man in the world.
The guy from the commercials is.
Sure.
Right, exactly. Dos Equis? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Dos Equis.
I think so. All right, Valdez wants to continue the Beyonce love here. Lead story are all the different reactions to Cowboy Carter. You can play some song. You can play some in this. I mean, if we're going to do a Beyonce Cowboy Carter bit, we got to play some of the songs in the background.
I thought it was somebody in the NCAA tournament.
I thought it was somebody that Dallas drafted.
Right. We did two audio segments of Cowboy Carter. This may be a bridge too far.
So I guess when Drabby writes everybody's, he's talking about all of the people, I guess, that have, a lot of these have guest spots on the album, but Dolly, well, I guess he's doing Jolene, right? So Dolly Parton says, wow, just heard Jolene, how much she loves it. Miley Cyrus says, I've loved Beyonce long before I had the opportunity to meet and work with her. Post Malone says, thank you. Congratulations. The album is beautiful. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So anyway, I promised Valdez I'll listen to the whole thing. He says it's maybe the best
27
album
songs?
Since the Beatles.
That's a long.
Well, I don't think they're all songs. I think they're skits.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's like 30 second skits,
interludes.
1 minute skits. Yeah, interludes.
Yeah. And here you go. More Beyonce news. The streaming records that it's breaking. Beyonce's entry album into the country music genre, Cowboy Carter, was released just March 29th. Oh, is it really? Even though that Texas Hold'em song was released maybe a month ago, the album itself was just released. That's where all the hype is coming
from. Yeah.
Okay. You go buy the CD.
I gotcha.
Yeah, Friday, it dropped, as the kids say.
Okay.
And remember, we heard the Texas Hold'em song probably, what, 3 weeks before?
Yeah, that's like a month before we heard that. Spotify said it became the platform's most streamed album in a single day in 2024 so far. It was just kind of interesting if you want to juxtapose it to, like, remember Justin Timberlake, when his stuff was released, there was nothing on Spotify.
Big dud.
Like, I don't even think he had a single after a couple days in the top 200 or something. It was crazy.
Just think, he released an album and then immediately said he's going to get back together with NSYNC.
I know. All of a sudden, he's doing collabs with NSYNC. Like, those guys are cool again.
Yeah.
That guy.
Talk about humbling yourself.
Talk about a douche. This guy's on top of the world. Those guys are, you know, whatever. They're kind of flailing. I mean, they're doing fine, but, you know, they want a career. He won't be anywhere near them. Now he's flailing, and now he's bringing it back.
That's his lifeboat.
You know what? Not a good friend. Not a good partner, I don't think.
It would be like if Beyonce's album flopped, and then she got Destiny's Child back together.
Right, exactly. Exactly, same thing.
He brought him back like a year or two ago.
For a moment. But these guys are desperate to tour again and make some money.
I did see one of the sickest things from Timberlake while he was promoting this album, trying to go viral. He did blind karaoke. He had a laptop turned away from him facing the camera so the audience could see the lyrics. And they would just play him a song. It would take him a second, some random song, and he would just start singing the lyrics almost word for word.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's got like, crazy photographic memory for lyrics.
Well, I follow this kid. Do you follow him on you probably don't. On Instagram, he goes up to chicks.
I'm sure I don't.
He goes up to chicks and he plays some songs. Now, I'm sure it's all staged, but he goes, hey, do you have a second here? What do you listen to? And then they say a song. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes in, like, walking around Nashville.
Yeah.
Bunch of bachelorette parties.
Right. And I don't know.
And they love
I mean,
them.
I'm sure it's staged, but that kid could play any song. They mentioned a song, he'd play any song. Some people just have that gift, I guess, to, like, memorize lyrics and be able to play songs. Nobody in this room does.
No, certainly not.
I need the sheep music.
I need the music big time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you're desperate to say something.
Dukes is one of those guys that could hear a song one time, remember almost every word 20 years later. It drives me insane.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty
talent.
Good.
It's a super sick talent.
I won't say that my kids are that good. I have one kid, my daughter Meg. If you say a word, the way her brain works, she'll sing you a song with that word in it. So you say any word, and then, like, if you say love, or, you know, that's an easy one.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, I don't know. trash can or something. She'll think of a song that has a trash can in it, and she'll sing a lyric.
It's dumpster.
It's literally, it's a bizarre talent.
That is quite a talent.
But yeah.
On a silly trash can sign
now. All right, the box office cakes. Godzilla X Kong. Yeah. Is that what they're calling it? Or
sure.
Times Kong. What are they calling it? Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. 80 million. Kevin, talk about it on Friday.
Yeah, he was not able to review it.
Yeah.
But,
we did talk about it.
The opening weekend, monsters, he's not able to talk about it?
Monsters fighting each other equals big box office.
Right. What was it? Why does that happen that, like, on opening weekend he can't talk about it?
I don't know.
Right. Well, no, he just hadn't seen it.
Oh, that's what it was.
He was watching other stuff.
He wasn't watching the most popular one that was going to come out.
He always watches these numbers yeah. for Fox. Like,
it was kind of surprising.
A Moscow Gentleman or something.
Yeah, A Gentleman in Moscow.
All right.
Said, I wouldn't watch that if you paid
me. Hold on,
that's
what he reviewed?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. He said we would all love it.
So he came on the show.
And I said, there's no chance.
I wasn't here. No. He reviewed The Gentleman in Moscow.
Yes, played by Ewan McGregor.
He's supposed to do box office reviews.
Yes.
So, and that's not obviously not in a theater.
No, I believe it's streaming.
It's a streaming.
Streaming
bit.
Right
Pretty
to your
sure.
living room.
Did anybody watch that on the streamer?
No chance. Yeah. This person didn't watch it.
No.
Right, right.
And we never will.
I know that person didn't watch it.
Oh, it's got 100% audience score, though.
Really?
And 91 from critics. It might
maybe,
be silly.
Maybe you should be watching.
Bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire did 15 million. A Dune Part 2, 11 million.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Ghostbusters, yeah. we did trick Kevin into thinking that Jason and Paul Rudd are like texting buddies.
Like, he fell for it.
He did fall for that. Yeah.
You did an April Fool's joke before April Fool's.
He
was flabbergasted.
He couldn't believe it.
By the way, Drabby, usually monitor this. Are there any April Fool's jokes that are going viral that people are retweeting like crazy?
Please let's hope not.
Please let's hope
I haven't
over
seen
that.
Any, but I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, like somebody announced a mayor died or something.
There's actually a dollar bet that one of you guys will read something on air.
That's a joke?
Yeah, that's an April Fool's joke.
Who's the one that you have that you think will read
what?
It? Do you bet
I'm just putting
on all of us?
Yeah, yeah. I just have my eggs in the entire junkies basket.
For
yeah.
sure.
Me or JP?
Yeah.
Well, it's
got to
be something over X, so it'll be one of those three.
I don't know. Maybe I would read it. Let me see. I'll look. Let me see if I can get suckered right now.
One of us could get hoodwinked.
Yeah. They're changing the name back to the Redskins.
No, definitely not falling for that.
I mean,
nothing on
think,
that level.
I don't know.
Josh Harris announced it.
So much bad company marketing shtick today.
Yeah.
What's like, going on? Like,
well, just like Dunkin' Donuts will like put out an ad for.
Right, they're selling like a 2x4.
Yeah,
they're selling
pizza,
donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. I hate everything.
April 1st.
Eminem's releasing a country album.
Did they do that?
I think I read that one.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I think he actually does have another. He's like 50. At least 50, right?
He's at least 50.
He dyes his beard. Yeah. It's so tilting. It's the world's darkest
beard.
It
really upsets you.
It really upsets me. Dude, you're 100. You have a jet black or what beard.
Eminem is 51.
He's 51. Yep.
Where's he from, Jason? According to Wiki.
Oh, so it's not,
he's not, from
not
Detroit.
Detroit. No idea.
According to where he's born. He loves Mizzou.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big Mizzou fan.
When did he move to 8 Mile?
I mean, I didn't read that far down.
Right.
I just looked at where he's from. Where he's born.
I don't know if you guys saw, but I guess Lizzo is upset that she's putting her big old body out there and people are kind of teasing her about it. So she says she's going to quit.
She's going to quit everything?
I'm so sure.
She quit the music biz.
She should quit eating.
That's April for Fool's joke. Right
oh, this
there.
Actually came
no,
out
it happened
a couple
on Saturday.
Ago. Yeah. I mean, it may be. I would recommend quit eating. Then.
I would also advise quit putting out bad music.
Yeah.
That would be my advice.
Yeah. Well, she's also in hot water because she supposedly sexually assaulted, not assaulted, but sexually.
But her manager
oh, yeah.
or
she
someone.
Was, like,
one of the dancers. One of the dancers.
Stuff,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't,
was,
it's
like,
not assault. I guess.
She was
assault,
a meanie pants.
Misconduct, sexual misconduct,
maybe,
I guess.
Yeah. I think she was a meanie pants. Maybe she made people do some some awful things, some Diddy like things. Yeah.
Man, this headline just makes me just slap my knee. Bette Midler encourages a frustrated Lizzo not to quit show business. Quote, We need you.
No,
end
we don't.
Quote. No, we don't.
No, we don't. We don't need her or Bette Midler at this point. And then I guess they're saying, all right, Valdez, you sent me this story. What is the greatest nude scene of all time?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. Greatest nude scene ever. Hold on. They have
I guess this is a drab thing. It was a Reddit question that went viral.
Of course, it's Reddit.
What's the best nude scene Hollywood has ever produced?
Ooh, it's a great question.
And the top answer,
yes,
I guess that's the one that gets the most votes. Is that how it works on Reddit? If you get a lot of votes, you get to be like the first response
or
something.
What about Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool?
It's a great one.
Right?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That was definitely a top vote getter. Another was, we talked about it many, many times, Alexandria Daddario.
Oh, and the True Detective.
Now Jugmore.
Yeah, the Jugs. That iconic. Let's just moment of silence for that scene.
What about...
Everyone think about it.
All right, let's think about it.
Who's the older actress that's on the horse on the beach?
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek Bolero. No, that's too old, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like... We're old.
I like your sweat,
Phoebe
though.
Cates was that was Phoebe, that's true. That was mid '80s.
That's really iconic, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Judge Reinhold is just going to town.
The shower scene. I never saw this movie. Shocker. Starship Troopers.
Never seen it.
Thought Denise Richards.
I saw that a long time ago.
I just know who's in it.
Nicole Kidman. I vaguely remember this. Yeah, kicking off her dress in Eyes Wide Shut. That definitely was a titillating movie. Nev Campbell's Threesome and Wild Things.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be on there.
Yeah,
maybe. You see, like, Kevin Bacon's hog in that? Or am I getting my actors mixed up?
Well, yeah,
I think you're right.
And then...
I don't remember his hog.
I think there's hog. I'm pretty sure.
Roller Girl and Boogie Night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What was the setup there?
Well,
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just remember
there's sex throughout the movie, but she was...
see lots of hog in that movie.
Yeah, I just remember hog.
Yeah. Well, she's in a limo trying to do like a bang bus type thing with Burt Reynolds, and they bring in some dude.
Oh, then she gives him the business with the roller skates.
Yeah, then she
it's
hits
not
him
good
with
for
it.
Him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, they're saying
doesn't end well.
Cakes. The top nude scene. This is almost like when people vote for Sanjaya on American Idol.
That's a blast from the past. That made me chuckle.
Danny DeVito coming out of a leather couch on It's Always
Sunny. It's a great scene. It's a hysterical slap your knee 1,000 times scene. I don't know why. I forget why he puts himself inside the leather couch and not wearing he has to peel off all of his clothes.
I think he's trying to spy on Dennis and everyone in the apartment.
He emerges from the couch in the middle of like a, I think they're doing like a party, like an art gallery, and he's butt naked.
Well,
so
isn't that movie just like horrifying about you dying of AIDS and everything?
No, Rick.
That's Philadelphia. That's Tom Hanks.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia. With
sitcom,
it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia a movie though, or
no,
is
no,
that
it's a sitcom. Comedy?
Okay, though, I didn't know a sitcom.
That's not Tom Hanks dying of AIDS.
But I guess True Detective.
Two completely different things.
Yeah, it wasn't making sense to me.
Yeah. That made the EP. That's your clincher.
We always
can't contain the genius.
Always find a way to keep it entertaining, Cakes. All right, so there you go. Definitely entertained you.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, we will get into the NCAA tournament. Our pal Chris Nocke will join us. Keep it here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.